Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It's a little past 7:30 p.m. and you're listening to Metropolitan Ave on heritageradionetwork.org. I'm your host for the next 30 minutes, DJ Lady DM. If you're tuning in for the first time, Metropolitan Ave brings you the best independent musical talent, most of whom are discovered in traditional and untraditional venues here in New York City. If you miss our live broadcast, you can find us archived on the heritageradionetwork.org website. For those of you on the go, pick us up as a podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Tonight's in-studio guest is vocalist Felice Rosser, who also fronts the band Faith with guitarist Now, who is also joining us live in studio tonight. So welcome, and please introduce yourselves to our listening audience with your name and instrument.
Hi, I'm Felice. I play bass and I sing.
I'm Now.
I play guitar.
So I'd like to get right into it and let our audience hear why I asked you to come on the show. Do you guys have a song for us?
Yep, we're going to play a song called Slowly. Okay, ready? Slowly, like we did.
release that song is called?
Slowly.
I wanted to ask, where are you from and when did you start developing your musical side?
Well, I'm from Detroit, Michigan originally. And, I probably started developing my musical side listening to the radio in my mother's car when I was a kid, and started playing piano around 6 or 7 or 8. And, so that maybe 6 or 7 or 8, yeah, piano.
And when did you transition to coming to live here in New York, and what's the story around that?
I came here to go to college and in 1974, and I came here because, we were all into music very much, and I at that time was, glitter rock and the New York Dolls and Roxy Music and stuff, and so I was thinking about colleges, and we were listening to New York Dolls a lot, and I was like, well, yeah, I got accepted to school in New York, so here I came. Yeah.
I know you took part in the Downtown 81 era New York City fun that I wish I was, old enough to have joined in, but could you tell us a bit about the scene back then and what your role was in it?
It was just a lot of people who sort of wound up in New York at the same time. New York was kind of not a place one would necessarily want to go in like 1974, 75, 76. It was the city was having problems and all, and but some people came, and then the people who lived here, we all sort of gathered around this music that started happening at CBGB's and at Max's Kansas City. People who loved music all sort of came together, and there were filmmakers also, and visual artists and dancers, and so it was a very creative scene, and it, went on to, through the 80s and all, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that one of your favorite bands back then was the New York Dolls.
Yeah.
What were some of the other people that influenced you or that who were around at the time period?
I was a big fan of the band Television and Patti Smith. They were, I loved them very much. And the Patti Smith group was how I started coming downtown, because she gave a poetry reading at my college uptown, and she said her band was playing at CBGB's and we should all come downtown to see her. And I wasn't at that poetry reading, my friends were, and they said, well, we got to start going downtown. So Television, Patti Smith group, a lot of the bands from England, of course, the Slits, the Sex Pistols, the Clash, all that.
How did you transition from, this observer to start participating? What were some of the first things that happened?
Well, when I came to CBGB's, there was a woman working the door named Dear France, and she and I became friends. She was like the coolest girl on the scene, and I was so glad that she was my friend. And she played guitar, and so at that time, not that many women played things, right? But it was also a spirit of everybody can do it. So she played guitar. She said, well, why don't we start a band? And I played a little guitar from back in the day, folk guitar and stuff. She said, well, we don't need two guitars, so why don't you play bass? And I was like, okay. And then we had another friend who was named Jennifer Jazz, who's a great writer and singer, and she played drums. And so, we had, various friends, and we just started playing, Yeah, so.
And yeah. You were in several bands around that time period?
Well, Dear France and I were in a band together for quite a few years, and then that broke up, and I was in another band. And I started getting into reggae music quite heavily, and I joined an all-female reggae band in Brooklyn called The Sistren with drummer-vocalist Annette Brissett. And so I started, doing a lot of reggae gigs and doing some reggae touring and stuff. And after leaving that band, I formed Faith in like the late 80s, with different people. And then now became a part of it in like mid 90s. And drummer Patty Boone also. So, yeah.
That's great. I want to save a little tidbit for after the break, but I would love to hear another song if you guys have one for us.
Okay. Now, what should we do? What song should we do? What song should we do? Okay. This song's called He's So Fine. Okay, you ready? Sounding so sweet on the line, this I know. He's so fine. What are you saying, girl? You don't know him. Seems like you're running in again. But I believe in something I to flow in my feelings tonight. All my reasoning fails me. He pulls me in just like a strong, slow magnet. I'm full on again. I know that he might hurt me and I'm not prepared. That's why I'm moving slowly. Cause I'm scared. Hey. Want me? Do you need me? Oh, yeah. I really need somebody. Can't think of letting go, 'cause he's so fine. He's so fine. He's so fine. He's so fine. Sometimes it's hard to describe, but just his total vibe moves me inside. Well, what are you saying, girl? You don't know him. Seems like you're rushing in again, yeah. And you don't know him. He wants you. Might be seeing someone. Well, all right. If he's hooked up, then I will leave him alone. Don't wanna hurt nobody or help me on. If he's not thinking of me, I won't think of him. Feeling so hard to deny my feeling. Ooh. Thank you.
You're listening to Metropolitan Ave on heritageradionetwork.org. We're live in studio with Felice Rosser and Now of Faith. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
This special program was brought to you by TechServe, New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, serving creative professionals at all levels, from individual customers to Fortune 100 companies. TechServe has built a solid reputation in their expertise in technology, sales, and service. Visit them on the web at techserve.com or in New York City at 119 West 23rd Street. Learn more about their in-store classes and incredible insider program. Make stuff happen. TechServe.
Welcome back and thanks for listening. Keep your digital dial tuned to Brooklyn. You're listening to Metropolitan Ave on heritageradionetwork.org. I'm your host, DJ Lady DM, and you're listening to Felice Rosser and Now of Faith live in studio. So just getting back to a little bit of your story and your development as an artist. You mentioned hanging out downtown with some filmmakers, and I can't help but mention to the audience that you're in a Jim Jarmusch film. Yeah. It's actually his first film when he dropped out of film school. Was called Permanent Vacation. Is there a story about how you guys met and your involvement with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jim and I went to college together. I know Jim from college. There was a bunch of us that were all friends. And we all sort of started going downtown together, you know, and getting involved, seeing bands, going to CBGBs. Jim is a writer, Luke Sant, Daryl Pinkney, Howard Bruckner, who's a filmmaker who passed away, and Alexis Adler and Bud Clement and Malou Halas and a lot of people. So, you know, Jim was making, he was our friend, and we went to shows together and hung out and stuff, and then he was making a movie. And at that time, you know, there lots of people were making movies, and you were friends with lots of people who were making movies, and it was quite natural because your rent was so cheap, you know. My rent was $260 a month, and everybody said, oh, your place is so expensive. You know, everybody thought I had, like, this expensive place. People were paying, like, $60 a month rent, $80 a month on 1st Avenue and 9th Street. And so you could, like, work a lunch shift at a restaurant and have the rest of the time free time. So to be in people's movies. So Vivian would call you up and so Vivian Dick would say, oh, do you want to be in a movie today? Be like, sure. Or Betty Gordon, do you want to be in a movie today? Sure. Because that's what people did. And then you went out to nightclubs at night and went to the Mud Club or whatever. And so that's what would happen with Jim. He was making a movie. He said, well, come be in this movie. So he had like a big, thing of drinks, you know, beer or soda. And it was a hot day. And he said, well, this is your part. You are the lady by the mailbox. And you stand here and this is what you say. And I was like, okay. And that was it. And so it was cool, you know. It was fun. It was very fun. And all your friends were there, too, in the film or, you know, cinematographer or different ones. You know, the people go clack. You know, those people were all your friends. So it was just another fun day. And, Jim caught it on film. As he's probably caught many other fun days on film. Maybe some less fun, certainly much more serious as he got on, but that's how it was.
Yeah. You're a longtime resident of the Lower East Side as well.
Well, I've been a few places, okay. But I'm wound up back on the Lower East Side, yes.
And in your estimation, seeing the music scene down there change over the years, can you give us a little brief bird's eye view of that from your opinion?
Well, I just feel that, you know, the thing that was beautiful about it was that it was so cheap so people could live there and you could develop your art, your rehearsal, whatever, and not have to work, you know, 9 to 5 or, you know, 70-hour week or anything. So now the rents are so high down there, so, you know, people don't really, not even the venues can stay in business, you know. And so I think a lot of the people have moved out here to Bushwick or wherever where the rent is cheap and where you can make art and you know, not be so drained by the whole 9-to-5 thing, you know, and stuff. So I don't know much about Bushwick or Williamsburg, but it seems to be that this is a place where a lot of young creative people are.
Well, you're here now. You'll have to take a look around after.
Yeah.
After
well,
the
now
show
lives and... out here. He's always saying, "Can he?"
If you just swing the mic over to him.
Say about Bushwick or something.
Grab that mic. Keep those headphones on.
I'm living around here.
What have you noticed that may remind you of the, you know, other good eras in Manhattan? You guys have been playing since 95, so you've seen a lot of music in the city come and go.
It seems a lot of people move to here, around here, to do art or whatever.
You're an artist yourself, right?
No, I don't say. You
know, craftsman, artist. That's an artist.
No, I don't say anything, but it's nice to see, you know, it's a lot of people.
Yeah, so seems like more of the gigs you get told about are out here anyway, you know, so.
Want to talk a little bit about the development of your singing, your voice. How do you describe what comes out of those lungs?
Oh, well.
And what's your story with, you know, developing your voice?
You know, it's just a matter, like anything, of doing it a lot. You know, I was, you know, certainly from the black tradition, black female vocalist tradition, you know, when I was much younger, you know, those girls in church can really blow from like age 4 and stuff. So, you know, you can't really say you're a singer. So I never was thought of myself as a singer all those years. I joined like a madrigal group in junior high school. So I got into like minor harmonies and stuff and, you know, sort of folk, English folk music and that kind of, which I found now is pentatonic African music. And I got into those harmonies a lot. And then as far as singing goes, if people like my voice, it's just a matter of having done it a lot. That's like anything, you know, if you do it a lot, you sing a lot. So I try to sing wherever I can. You know, I sing in a church. I try to sing with my friends on the subway or something. So you become more confident. So that's all it is. If people like it, great. I don't like it all the time. I think sometimes it's like very harsh or whatever, but hey, it's all right, you know.
Could you say a few words about your relationship with the bass?
Well, the bass and I are kind of falling in love. You know, I, after all these years, you know, I'm starting to just love the sound. You know, now we did a recording in January and Wharton made me change my strings. Well, they just kept saying, you have to change your strings. Because I didn't change my strings for like 20 years because I heard James Jamerson never changed his strings. So I didn't change my strings. And then now says, we're going to the studio. You have to change your strings. So I bought new strings. And I hated the sound of them because they sounded so brassy. And everybody was saying, oh, it sounds great. It sounds great. But it sounds so trebly to me. But I stuck in there. And now, about 6 months down the line, they sound like really smooth, and I love the way they sound these days. I love the way my bass sounds these days. I'm very, very happy.
I think it's a great marriage, your voice and the bass. You're also one of the first musicians I've seen that played lead on bass and used that as accompaniment. I got lucky last year and ran into Felice just volunteering at a local organization, so... This show is about rewarding the many very talented musicians here in New York, particularly those who brave untraditional and venues here in the city to be seen and heard. What are some of the most challenging venues you've played here in the city?
Challenging venues. We played a venue a few weeks ago and it was a great gig, but we got $7 each and my drummer lives up in upstate, and he said he paid $70 to get there with gas and tolls. So he was really in parking, so he wasn't happy at all. So that was a challenge.
Is it a little bit happier underground? I mean, I don't know if you've done any busking lately or.
I'm not a busker, although I do sit in with on bass with a band who plays underground from time to time, Peter and them, you know. I have liked playing with them because, you know, we play at Penn Station. All the guys waiting to go home to Long Island, guys and ladies. So it's not rock people. It's not like rock club people, cool people, trendy people. It's like businessmen and ladies and just the general public. And it's just great because, you know, they love music and they really respond to some of the songs. And, you know, it's a cover band, you know, my friend Peter's band, blues band. But I've enjoyed that, you know, playing for those people.
Yeah. Does your band, does Faith have any upcoming shows? Where can people hear you live?
Well, we're going to be playing in Beacon, New York on this Thursday, the 8th of August at a place called Dogwoods. And then in the city, we don't have anything booked right now. We're working on some recordings and stuff. So you just have to look for our website, faithny.com, and that'll tell you where we're going to be playing.
I've also gotten a lot of emails from you. Do you have a mailing list or?
And how? And you didn't unsubscribe. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mackenzie. Yes,
if you
want
to
do.
Share that information with the people listening.
Well,
I know you also play with a lot of other bands in the city.
So. Not so many.
Okay.
I don't.
You seem pretty busy lately.
Well, you know, yeah. My son's home from college. There's a lot going on. But if you want to get on the Faith mailing list, right, to find out about shows, you can email me at faith.rock.soul@gmail.com. That's faith.rock.soul@gmail.com.
Okay. Last question for the night. Then I would love to hear another song. And
okay.
I'm going to do my little outro. But when you're on the road, what are some of your biggest concerns around food and food quality?
Don't eat too much fried stuff. You know, just no, you know. A lot of the places, we play up in Ithaca a lot, and we've been down south also. A lot of the places are like college towns, so they have a lot of really righteous food there. So, you know, we're glad that they get that, you know, vegetarian burrito or Korean food or something, you know. So that's just try to drink water and, you know, stay hydrated and you know, we're all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to just say bye to the audience. Then I would love to hear a song from you guys on the way out. Do you have a title or something in mind?
Carried Away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to run through my little outro. So you've been listening to Metropolitan Ave on heritageradionetwork.org. That's all the time we have tonight. I'd like to thank my wonderful guests, Felice Rosser and Now of the band Faith, and Joe for engineering today's show. You'll find tonight's broadcast of Metropolitan Ave and many other great shows archived on heritageradionetwork.org. You can also visit Heritage Radio Network on iTunes and Stitcher. See you next week. We have a new time. We start at 7:30. And thanks for listening. Take us out.
Okay. The song is called Carried Away. Make a mistake and get killed.
You are like the sea, so very powerful. No one could escape the strength of your embrace. But then you pull away, and everything's all broken up and scattered on the shore.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.